Hare Krishna. I'll be speaking about Srimati Ganga Mata Goswamini Appearance Day. Ganga Mata Goswamini was the only daughter of King Naresh Narayan of Puntia in the district of Rajshahi, now in Bangladesh. During her childhood, she was called Sachi. She was endowed with a religious temperament from youth, and within a short time, Sachi became conversant with Vyakaran, Kavya, and various scriptures. When Sachi grew up, her beauty and grace charmed everyone. However, Sachi felt no attraction for any man, however handsome or wealthy he may be. From her childhood, Princess Sachi Devi showed unalloyed devotion to Lord Sri Krishna. Her heart belonged to her Madan Gopal. When she came to know that her parents were concerned about her marriage, Sachi very firmly told them that she would never marry a mortal being. The king and queen were so disturbed by their daughter's decision that they both passed away, leaving Sachi to shoulder the responsibilities of running the royal administration. She performed her royal duties for some time, but after a short while, she set out on a pilgrimage, leaving the royal administration in the charge of her relatives. Sachi could not find peace of mind anywhere. Finally, in her search for a Sadguru, she came to Puri. She felt inspired after spending a few days there and then left for Vrindavan. There, Sachi had the good fortune to meet Haridas Pandit, an ardent devotee of Gaur Nithai and a disciple of Ananta Acharya. Sachi fell prostrate at the feet of Haridas and with tears in her eyes prayed for his refuge. Haridas tested Sachi's conviction. Since it is not possible for a princess to practice bhajan in Vrindavan without relinquishing all worldly possessions, it would be better for you to go back and perform your bhajan at your own house. Although Sachi understood the significance of Haridas's remark, she did not pay any heed to his words and instead continued performing her bhajan with great renunciation. Gradually, she gave up wearing costly garments and refrained from using any ornaments. One day, Haridas said to Sachi, "If you can give up your sense of pride, dignity and fear and go out in Vraja with a begging ball, that is a madhukari, then only the divine grace shall be showered upon you." Sachi was very pleased to hear Haridasa's advice and from then on went out regularly on madhukari, covering herself with only a tattered garment. Despite being dressed as Vairagi, when she went from door to door in Vraja, her graceful appearance led people to believe that she was not a common woman. Sachi gradually became very thin and looked emaciated. Nevertheless, she went on with her daily routine, bathing in the Yamuna, cleaning the temple yard, parikrama, attending aarti and religious discourses. Seeing Sachi meticulously carrying out his instructions, Haridas became compassionate towards her. One day, he called Sachi before him and said, "Although you are a princess, your personal sacrifice and devotion to Krishna has pleased me greatly. You may prepare yourself to receive mantra diksha right now." Thus, Sachi Devi was initiated in Radha Krishna mantra from Haridas on the 13th day of the bright fortnight in the month of Chaitra, and thereafter devoted herself fully to the service of Guru and Govind. Every day she attended discourses on Goswami Shastra, giving by Haridas and listened with rapt attention, within a short period of time, to everyone's pleasure, Sachi Devi became thoroughly conversant with Goswami Siddhant. Around that time, Lakshmi Priya, an ardent devotee of Haridas, who was known to regularly chant Harinam 3 lakhs daily, arrived in Vrindavan. Under Haridasa's instructions, Lakshmi Priya and Sachi Devi began regularly practicing bhajan at Radha Kund. They also performed Govardhan Parikrama together daily. When Haridas was convinced of Sachi's purity in bhajan and total devotion, he called her one day and instructed her to move to Puri Dham to perform her bhajan there and preach the teachings of Lord Chaitanya among the respectable residents of Puri. By the time she arrived at Puri, the majority of Lord Chaitanya's companions had disappeared from the world. In Puri, Sachi Devi lived and performed her bhajan in the dilapidated house of Sarvabhauma Pandit. As shown in the picture, this is the house of Sarvabhauma Pandit. Of all the deities worshipped during Sarvabhauma's time, only the Damodar Shaligram still remained there. Every day, Sachi Devi would recite from Srimad Bhagavatam in the presence of the respectable residents of Puri. Very shortly, she became well known as an accomplished commentator of Srimad Bhagavatam. One day, Mukund Dev, the Maharaj of Puri, came to hear Sachi Devi's recital from Srimad Bhagavatam. He was very impressed by her speaking and felt inspired to offer her something as a token of her appreciation. That very night, Lord Jagannath appeared to the Maharaj in a dream and commanding him to award Sachi Devi a site close to Shwet Ganga. Accordingly, Mukund Dev met Sachi Devi the following morning, explained his dream, and requested Sachi to accept his humble offering of the land near Shwet Ganga. At first, Sachi Devi declined, but later, in consideration of the command of Lord Jagannath and repeated requests of the Maharaj, Sachi Devi accepted the offer and the land was eventually turned over to her. Incidentally, the fact that Sachi Devi was a princess by birth was generally known to the people of Puri. Once, Sachi Devi expressed her desire to take a bath in the Ganges on the auspicious day of Varuni. However, she gave up the idea as it was her guru's order that she stay at Sri Kshetra. That night, Lord Jagannath appeared in her dream and said, "Sachi, do not worry. On the day of Varuni, you take your bath in Shwet Ganga. The Ganges will flow to meet you at your bathing place." When the auspicious day came, Sachi Devi went out alone at midnight to take a dip in Shwet Ganga. As soon as she touched the water, Sachi felt herself being swept away by swelling waves, similar to that of the Ganges. Sachi Devi was carried along in the current until she finally found herself inside the private restricted bathing place within Lord Jagannath's temple premises. Therein, Sachi Devi saw herself amidst thousands of people of Puri taking bath in great joy while the chanting of hymns filled the air. Hearing unusual sounds emanating from within the temple, the security staff of the temple woke up. The Maharaj was informed of the incident and under his order, the temple door was opened. To everyone's surprise, they found the well-known reader of Srimad Bhagavatam, Sachi Devi, standing alone inside the temple. the Sevak Pandas of the temple suspected that she had intended to steal the ornaments of Lord Jagannath, although some others thought the idea of Sachi Devi being a thief was incredible. Ultimately, Sachi Devi was taken away and locked up in prison. Sachi Devi, completely oblivious to the external circumstances, simply chanted Krishna's Naam happily. Very late that night, Maharaj Mukund Dev saw Lord Jagannath in a dream. This time, the Lord angrily commanded him, "It is I who brought the Ganges under my feet in order to enable Sachi to take a bath in the Ganges as she desired. Go and release Sachi immediately. As you, along with your priests and pandas, pray at her feet for forgiveness and receive mantra diksha from her." Early the following morning, Maharaj took his bath and went to Sachi Devi. After releasing her from prison, he fell prostrate at her feet, begging for her mercy. He explained his dream to her and sought refuge at her feet. In compliance with the Lord's wish, on the next auspicious day, Sachi Devi gave Mukunda and numerous priests Radha Krishna Mantra Diksha. From that day, Sachi Devi came to be known as Ganga Mata Goswamini. As a token offering to his guru, Maharaj Mukund Dev expressed his desire to donate some land to Ganga Mata. At first, she declined to accept any material gift. But after repeated humble requests from Mukund Dev, Ganga Mata had to relent. She permitted the Maharaj to offer certain items and nothing else. Two vessels full of Mahaprasad of the Lord Jagannath for the Vaishnavas to relish, one vessel of vegetable, one piece of cloth first offered to the Lord, and 160 paise. These items were to be sent to the Math of Ganga Mata daily after the noon offering. This custom is still continued today. Behind is the photo of Ganga Mata Goswamini Samadhi in Puri. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. If you like this audio, please share it with your friends and family. If you like to receive similar messages on your WhatsApp, then you can subscribe to ISKCON Desire Tree WhatsApp messages. Kindly save the following number on your device: 9987060606. I repeat, 9987060606. After saving this number, please WhatsApp us your full name and city. We will soon add you in ISKCON Desire Tree group and you will start receiving regular devotional messages. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.